Hey guys, welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. As always, thank you for joining us and listening and supporting the show. We appreciate the hell out of you. And if you're at work, we're hoping we help ease the time at work to get you through that work day until you can get off and shoot your bow or do whatever you're doing right now. Let us know what you're doing. Trail cams, that's starting to fire up. I'm slacking on that. I need to get out in the woods and get my cameras out and do all that stuff. Start thinking about the fall big time plots. Speaking of that, the bow shoot is this weekend, June 20th. If you're listening to this Friday morning and you didn't already know about it, it might be too late. Ryo, Illinois, near Galesburg, Illinois. So registrations from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. That means you just have to be on the course and shooting before registration closes. And then like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on how many people are there and how long it takes everyone to get through the course. Once you register to shoot, it's $20. You put your name on a ticket, it goes into the pot, and we're going to be drawing for prizes. We have 70 acres of big-time food plot seed to give away. We have scent crusher stuff to give away, HHA, can cooker, thermoseat, Kalamazoo Bowworks. Man, I probably butchered that, and I feel bad. There's a ton. There's so many giveaways that we have, I don't even want to start to list them all because I know I'll forget somebody, and then I'll feel really bad. Bourbon Barrel Calls is in there. A lot of stuff. Anyway, it's going to be a fun. Come out and shoot with us. Have a good time. It's not a competition. Just have fun. We're going to make the targets challenging. You can shoot from any distance you want. Don't feel any pressure, and just have a good time. So look for that. Also, right now, the Working Class Bowhunter limited edition, or I guess exclusive shirt that we're doing with Hunter's Box Club. You can still get that shirt. Use code WCB there. I'm linking all that in the description. You can find it all on our social pages right now. Code WCB gets you the box with our shirt in it for the cost of shipping, $4.99. That's pretty cool. We've sold a pile of them already. Joe Pilch designed the shirt. It's a drawing of Austin Chandler's double dropper, which is even cooler, we think. So that's cool. Also, I promised. So this podcast is recorded in bear camp, but this is a mule deer episode. But we recorded this podcast in bear camp with Devin, and we put out all the bear episodes. And, well, we might have one more coming, like a follow-up. There's more to the story from Austin and Ross's hunts. But we had people asking, hey, are you going to do this hunt next spring? All that stuff. We were with Double Diamond Outfitters, and the answer is yes, we are doing this hunt next spring with Double Diamond Outfitters, and we have the hunt dates and price set up, and I'm going to tell you about that right now. If you are interested, you can go ahead and email us or message us on any social platform. WorkingClassBowhunter@gmail will get you the contacted directly to me. So week one. So let me add this. Eric and myself will be overlapping between week two and three, but week one, there's two spots available, and that is May 17th, 2021 through the 21st. Week two, which there's only one spot left as of now, unless somebody backs out. Week two is May 24th through the 28th. Week three is May 31st through June 4th, and there's four spots available for that. The cost is $3,900. You'd make a deposit, just under $800 now, and you can pay the rest when you get there. So this is a backcountry horseback type hunt. Exactly what we talked about. It's the same hunt. You know, you're in canvas wall tents with the wood burning stoves hanging out. Devin will be there. I'm sure Ty Glenn will be back in camp. Trey, of course, if you heard the last podcast, he's the main guy out there. He's the big dog on that campus. Awesome guy. Great people. Eric will be with Clint Casper. It's going to be an awesome, awesome camp. It was awesome last year. It's going to probably just get better this year. So, yeah, we'll be there overlapping week two and three. I know that he has two different camps, so if this fills up and more people are still interested in doing that hunt, just contact us, and we're going to try and get you on. And also, I might add, you know, he does mule deer hunts and elk hunts and mountain lion hunts and all that. The mountain lion hunts are badass. I'm hoping I get to do one of those soon. So if you have any interest in doing anything or you just want information, contact Double Diamond Outfitters in Western Wyoming or just message us and we'll get you right in contact. Super easy. So yeah, that is the details. I'm probably missing something. It's near Alpine, Wyoming. From Illinois, it's like a 19-hour drive, but it was worth it. So if you're interested, hit us up. We can go together. It'll be a good time. What else? Shit. The shoot. We did the box. There's the hunt. The podcast is brought to you by all our awesome sponsors. Super thankful. HHA, Scent Crusher, Thermoseat, Victory Archery, Gator Outdoors, Elite Archery, Big Time, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Old Barn Taxidermy, and Can Cooker. And damn, I love our sponsors. They are good people. That sounds super cliche. Of course, anybody's going to say that, but they all are good people. We have relationships with every single one of them. And we're proud to work with good brands and good brands that support us, even when we're kind of wild and out like we are sometimes in the podcast. That right there kind of proves that the brands are down for the cause and got good people behind it and stuff like that. So I can appreciate it. I hope you can appreciate it. All right. I think I'm forgetting something, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this podcast. So Devin Leonard is one of the best dudes I've ever met, I feel like. And this podcast is all about him and a buck he killed called the Cemetery Buck. There was some controversy around this buck. It's like a 230-inch mule deer, something insane like that. And it just kind of was like a really well-known deer. The guy busted his ass and went for it. I've learned after spending camp with Devin, he just seems like he's so down to earth, so relaxed, such a good dude, just laughs all the time, makes you feel good. But you don't know that he's like this big buck killer. Like the guy has several mule deer over 200 inches, just a wall full of giants, but he's so humble and just knowledgeable, but he's not the guy to like brag on you and do all that. So that's super refreshing, really cool. And he did tell me, he goes, man, I did that podcast and I wanted to do it, but you got to remember when he was on this show, he just got done running baits for bears all day on horseback, and this was late at night in the tent. So he was a little burnout, but this episode's really cool. I really enjoyed the story and the buildup to it. So also in the description of this show, I link in a thread from a mule deer, like public thread, kind of like an archery talk thread, all about this buck and people talking about it and sightings that he had shot it and whatever, but nobody knew who it was. And number 47, when you click on that thread link, you can see what everyone's saying, the pictures people had of the deer and everything. And Devin throws in like basically his take on the buck and his kind of response to everyone, and very well worded. And I didn't find hardly any people hating on him in an unnecessary way at all, which is sad to say, but it's kind of rare. But it was cool to like see it and show that how much he respected that animal and how much he actually appreciated it. You know, you hate to hear those stories of a guy killing a buck of a lifetime, and then it's just like, yeah, it's all right. So the guy does appreciate and he does know what he has. All right, I'm rambling by myself. We'll be back to the normal schedule here soon. Got a couple more camp travel episodes, so we hope you enjoy. Thank you for the support.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
So the controversy, if you want the backstory a little bit.
Okay, we're firing right in. We're recording.
Right into it.
The controversy is that it was a deer that lived in the cemetery in Salt Lake City.
The cemetery.
So there was a lot of people that came in and like hand-fed this deer down in Salt Lake City.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Breaking top ramen or popcorn and hand-feeding this deer.
However, an eclectic diet. I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
However, when when the rut came around, this deer would migrate up into the hills to rut does, and so it would move, I don't know, 5 miles or so up into the mountains.
Yep.
And when he got up there, he was a wily sucker. He was not a tame domestic deer. Yeah. And so when Devin shot this deer, I know there was a lot of controversy around the deer and people thinking like,
okay, hold on, I don't want to go too fast here because we just like not even a minute in, we're already into the peak of this story.
No, Ty was right on it, man.
We've never dove in so hard on a podcast right into a story. Like, there's got to be some build up in here. I want to hear how did people like publicly hate you? I want to know all the deets before
before
you killed this deer. I want like so this. How many people knew about this deer in this area?
Oh, all of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
All of Salt Lake.
So,
your photographers, your...
So you weren't the only dude that had the idea to try and get on this buck.
Right, yeah. There was a bunch of other guys up there.
Okay, so obviously no hunting in the cemetery, but how close to the cemetery could you hunt?
5 miles.
Yeah, 5 miles. So, okay. So where do you want
to
start?
I didn't even get to do the ads yet on this.
Oh, go ahead.
That we talked about doing for 10 minutes before we hit the record button.
I got excited. You got excited, man.
I appreciate that, though. I like the straight into the goods.
He's pumped.
This podcast... And I have it right here, is brought to you by the Hunter's Box Club. Ooh. And that is at Hunter's Box Club on the gram, Facebook, all the goodies, huntersboxclub.com. And the reason why we wanted to make this episode sponsored by this is we have a working class bow hunter box coming. It'd be the month of this airs, right? Well, is that what we're doing?
June.
It'll be June box, June. Right?
Yeah, we're going to launch a box for you guys the month of June. So what that box is going to be like, it's going to have your guys' new design t-shirt in there. That Kurt designed, so we're working on that, and then inside.
It's just my idea. Somebody else is going to design it.
Yeah, true statement. So then we got a couple surprise items in the box, and then so what? The cool thing is, we're going to give you guys the box for free. All you guys got to do is pay shipping $4.99.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then what do you want your code to be?
WCB.
Okay, done.
Simple, easy.
So yeah, if you guys want,
I was thinking more like Clint's cool. Do that.
Clint's Cucks?
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
We'll just keep it WCB.
We'll charge double. If you guys use Clint's code, we're going to charge you double.
You got to donate half. You got to charge double, the other half goes to conservation.
Yeah.
For us just being assholes just to do it. Okay, that's fair. WCB is the code.
Cool. Get your free box, pay shipping, $4.99.
Cool. And then if they keep into it, they get a new box every month.
Every month.
Different goodies in it and everything.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
We have some cool stuff coming up. It's going
to
be sweet.
And they just go to huntersboxclub.com, easy sign up, plug the code in there, and you're set.
Yep.
Cool.
I like it. Well, cool. Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. So let's talk about how all of Salt Lake City hates you. is that how it just goes in?
I wouldn't say all of Salt Lake City. I'd say most of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
So I'll start from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
On why everybody hates me in Salt Lake.
Yes. Please
and,
do.
Because their teeth are so white.
Because I got to, like, cover my ass, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't want you guys...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
there's got to be a backstory.
Right.
I got to, like, cover... Yeah, so... So, anyway, so this buck's lived in the cemetery, was it 4 years? 5 years, Ty?
Yeah, 4 years, probably.
So, 4 years. So, anyway, so he lived in the cemetery for 4 years. His last 2 years were his biggest year. So, he was, like, 210... No,
oh,
217.
Jesus.
He got hit by a car the year prior.
Yeah.
What year did you shoot him?
So, no, there's three, four... Yeah, four...
You shot him in?
I don't know. I can't remember. Don't make me do math. Yeah, we'll forget about that.
Okay.
So anyway.
Don't make me do math.
So he's real big.
The year before he shot him, he got hit by, well, everybody thinks the deer got hit by a car, and he grew a split main beam. And how big is he? Brian Hewitt.
Well, he's got those 3 years. So 3 years, he's like 210, 217, and let's call it, and then the year I killed him, he's 230. So just a giant deer.
Holy shit, big
deer.
Right.
But so I started paying close attention to him the year before I killed him.
Okay.
And just that's when I kind of knew about him. That's when I wanted to like go down to the
cemetery. How did you find out about him? Can you say that?
Yeah, social media.
Everybody in Salt Lake. It was on every hunting forum.
I knew about him. I mean, like I had seen pictures. Yep. I mean, my jump's still in Ohio. I didn't even hunt him.
So you're not the only dude thinking about trying to kill this deer.
No.
There was – so we'll get to that point. But I will tell you, yes.
When I hunted
this deer, I hunted him for 26 days straight. And every day there were two other guys that would rotate. Then on the weekends, no shit, there were probably 20 guys going after this deer.
No kidding.
The years prior, there was 2 years prior where a buddy of mine actually missed him a couple of times, so he got pretty lucky there.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, because I think this is a pretty cool part of the story. So I follow him for 2 years. Well, I'm watching him now, like closely. That year, the first year I started watching him, I never hunted him. That next year, I'm thinking, damn, he's big.
Yeah,
like he was big before, but now he's 230 big. So then,
did you find him same spot next the second year?
No, I didn't know where he lived. So he lived in the cemetery all year. Mm-hmm. He'd go up on the hill to rut. But then when he went up on the hill, I never knew where he went that first year.
Mm-hmm.
So that second year, if you look at the cemetery on Google Earth, it's right next to the. Well, maybe I won't say this.
That's why I started laughing.
I picked right up on it.
So anyway, if you look at the cemetery on Google Earth, you'll see this little ravine.
Yeah.
And where this little ravine through the city goes up to the foothills, goes up to the face of the mountain, and I thought, well, that's probably the path that he's going to take.
Right, yeah.
So that day, I called all my buddies, not all of them, but I got like two or three buddies I hit up. I said, hey, you guys want to go find a 230 buck? And they're like, you found a 230 buck? I said, yeah, I got a big old buck. And at this point, they're having no idea it's a cemetery buck because they know about the cemetery buck and just like everybody else. But
yeah,
so I hit them up and they're all like, yeah, let's go. Where's he at? I said, okay, well, let's go find the cemetery buck. And they're all like, oh, come on, dude. You're not going to find him. There's no way you're going to find him.
Yeah.
So no shit. They all tell me that they're all going to show up. That morning,
mm-hmm.
Not a single guy showed up. And I invited three or four. They did me dirty, but it was a good kind of dirty.
I was going to say it worked out good for you, though.
So I show up that morning, dude, and it's like fresh, like 6-7 inches of snow up there. And I'm just glassing for deer, just thinking, this isn't going to happen, but
yeah.
I'm still going to look for deer.
Yeah.
And no shit, dude. There he is, dude. 230 inches up on the hill. And I'm telling you what, dude, this buck, he looked big in the cemetery, but when you see him out there in the wild, dude,
right?
And you see him, I was like, "Holy shit!" And then, so, dude, that was like early, like that was November 2nd, 3rd, or something like that. And from that day on, dude, I hunted every single day for 26 days,
just trying to figure out his equation.
Yeah. I was telling Kurt about
damn,
this
all day.
And he's like 26. I'm like, it was either 25 or 26. Yeah. I remember, we talked about the buck 100 times.
Yeah,
and Kurt was like, that's insane. I'm like, it's a wonder he's still married.
Well, yeah, what was crazy is like it was like day 23, well, maybe day, I don't know, 19, 18, whatever it was. And I was so tired. I was like, babe, I can't do it. She's like, you got to go. I'm like, oh, damn, hell yeah.
That's a hell of a wife there.
So over this, like, that 26 days, whatever it was, at what point, and maybe you didn't have this feeling, did you ever think during that time, like, all right, I think I have him figured out a little bit. Like, this is... You know what I mean? Was there a turning point where, like, I can probably get this deer killed, or were you doubting it the entire time, like, it's not going to happen, I'm just going to keep going?
Dude, I don't know if I ever was like, oh, I'm going to kill him. Because, dude, it's right. Like, I'm 20 days in,
right.
And I've only got, and it ends the end of November, so what, I got, like, another 10 days left, mm-hmm. And I've already got 20 invested, and nothing's happened.
Yeah.
And there had been some times where I had some close calls, and one time he was, like, 35, 40 yards, and he just wouldn't stop walking, and this isn't the type of buck that you can, like, take a risky shot on, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like,
oh yeah,
but
it's a 230 inch deer. I don't even know, I can't even wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
Being from whitetail country, for a lot of the, most of our listeners are Midwestern guys that dream about Western hunting. That seems unheard of,
right? Yeah.
You know, like to see a 200 inch whitetail is insane.
Once,
I've never
once in
seen
a lifetime
one in the wild,
if
ever.
Lucky.
Yeah,
I mean,
so to imagine 200 inches of antler on anything is a lot of fucking antler.
Yeah,
you know,
he's a giant.
So
big.
That is okay. So yeah, you were just kind of a little bit of doubt the whole time.
Yep. So So I got close a couple times, and then dude, this was crazy. This will kind of like prove the point. Like this deer wasn't dumb. Well, first of all, there's all these guys hunting him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been missed a couple times on the weekends. There's 2 to 3 guys on every single ridge because if you look at the hillside, it's like a straight up hill that goes up for maybe 5 miles to the top. And then there are these big draws, and then on these big draws there's probably like, 6 or 7 wide, and there's 3 or 4 guys on each one just trying to, and whether they're there hunting him or another deer.
Well, and I can tell you, I had hunted that area in the late season every year pretty much.
Yeah.
And I knew about the cemetery buck, but I never put 2 and 2 together, and so I had actually seen that deer. This is back, I met you that year, mm-hmm. on the mountain in the early season in the summer, met Devin for the first time, and then in the late season I had been told his truck was seen at a local trailhead every single day, and I didn't really know Devin, so I'm like, his truck's at that trailhead every day, like what's going on?
Yeah.
And the night before he killed him, I had seen that deer on the hoof.
No
and
shit.
Was like, this deer's Oh, you ginormous.
Saw, you saw him on, yeah, the night so, before you killed him.
Yep. And so no, I called shit. In two buddies who came in the next day. Probably won't
know. So you guys didn't know each other at this point?
A couple buddies, no. Well, we had met each other once.
You probably didn't like him, so you're probably, I'm going to mess his hunt up.
We met.
that's why he called his two buddies in.
That's how the
Well, I called two buddies. Yeah. I called two buddies in to help Glass because I had seen a giant deer.
Mm-hmm.
Never did see that deer, but I had just seen him the one time. He had slipped over into this canyon just once, and then I think you killed him the next canyon over.
Yeah, yeah.
The following day, so.
No kidding.
Crazy.
So, when you killed him, like, were you like, I know he's going to come right through here, or like, what was the layout?
Yeah, so dude, after hunting him for quite a bit of time, he would kind of head down low on the face, and then he would always come back up,
mm-hmm.
and then he would always kind of like... take these same trails to get into this thick pocket to where he would always bed. But this is the one thing I wanted to tell you about this deer that I thought was pretty cool. So one morning I found him and I watched him go bed in the same pocket that I'm talking about. And him and his doe, because during the rut, they go in this pocket and they just bed down. So I know that he's going to probably feed back out towards me. So I just get set up and I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden, like several hours later, his doe gets up, and she starts walking towards me. She's probably 120 yards away.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting, like, in between a couple main trails, and here she comes walking. Cemetery buck is right behind her. And they get 60 yards, 40 yards. They get all the way to, like, 20 yards, and now I'm, like, getting super, like, and I make a little move, and that doe picks up her head. Cemetery buck picks up his head. Now they got me pegged.
Oh, shit.
So I pulled out this little doe bleat, and he goes back down to feeding. I do the doe bleat. She keeps coming. No, maybe I did that like at 30 yards because that was a lot closer. But anyway, so the doe, they both got me pegged now. And this is what was so crazy to me is that the doe fed towards me at 19 yards. She passed me, kept going. The cemetery buck knew something was up. Mm-hmm. Now, remind you, like Ty said, I mean, there's people like hand feeding this buck. And he knows something isn't right for whatever reason. He turns around, leaves the hot doe that he's been with all day long, waiting to rut her, leaves the hot doe, turns around and leaves. She just goes off and feeds. I could have shot her 100 times. Even though, dude, he was like rut crazed.
He knew.
He knew something was up.
Did he skirt you and go around? Or he just, no, he went, was it, he went back out and was gone?
He went back across the draw and then kind of up and over to the left. Over
right,
the
it's like he had that sixth sense, like,
yeah.
So he would always go in there and then, but yeah, so that pocket. So, all right, I'll fast forward now. We'll get to the day, the final day.
Okay, so what day was that when that happened?
Dude, I can't remember. All I remember is there was like 3 close encounters, and that third encounter is when I got him. And that was probably it's been a long time.
But that was the second encounter where you were hitting the bleat. That was number 2.
That was number 2.
Number 3, you killed him.
Yep.
But you don't know how many days in between that was? Come on, dude.
I wrote a story. I need to go back and like read the story. That's what sucks.
You don't want to seem like you're like bullshitting.
Yeah, I don't want to like make this shit up. Like, that's fair. I can't tell you guys like the days, but anyway, so
oh, fine. I won't ask any more specifics. Sorry.
Put my spot, Kurt.
So, dude. So, yeah, we're gonna get to this. So the final day, my buddy Billy's up there, and dude, it's full moon, super bright, and I'm hiking up, and I'm like 20 minutes into my hike. Dude, he's low. He's super low. So from where the trailhead is to where he bedded was probably like an hour and 25 minute hike. So that's kind of like where I was hunting him from. Probably like a 20 minute hike is where I've seen him the day that I killed him. And then where he would bet it was 120. So an hour and 20. So my buddy Billy, he shows up and he's going to go up there and glass for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to hike up. 20 minutes into my hike, there's this little pocket where there's always these does. And there was probably about 6 inches of snow out there. And I pull up my glasses because I can the pocket that I want to glass. I pull it up and remind you, it's not going to be light for another hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see these does in the pocket where they're always at. And I can see, like, this buck pushing deer around. I'm like, oh, shit, that's a big deer.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a little closer. Now I pull out my spotting scope. Pull it up. I'm like, holy shit, that's him. So I call my buddy Billy. I'm like, dude, I think I found him. He's like, where is he? I'm like, he's in this spot. He's okay. I'm coming. I'm on my way. I'm driving right now. So anyway, my buddy Billy, He gets in position. I'm going up. He's like, dude, I got him. He's doing what he does. I'm like, oh, shit. I got to go. I got to get up higher to where he beds, get in front of him, and just wait for him. And it probably took us, oh, you know, so that was the plan. And then the buck kind of bailed up and over the other ridge. So Billy lost him, and then Billy had to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn it, dude. We got this 230-inch buck, and, like, having help right now, having a spotter would, like, make a huge difference.
Right.
So, anyway, I get in his spot where he always goes in beds, and I just kind of sit there for a while and just thinking, you know what? I know he's running does. Maybe he'll come back. So Billy's gone, dude. Left. He's probably gone for like an hour, and dude, sure as shit, dude, here he comes over the ridge. Solo. Coming on a trail, going into his bed and spot, dude. And I just kind of drop down a little bit further to get on the trail that I believe that he's going on.
So you're trying to cut him off then.
So how far was he at this point when you saw him come over the ridge?
Maybe like 350.
Okay.
350
yards. He's coming up over, but you're hoping to intercept him, basically going back to bed.
Yeah.
That's the goal. All right.
And I'm already pretty close in position, so he comes, he's over the ridge, 250, 300 yards, and he drops down the bottom. And now I lost him. And I'm hoping he comes up to the top, comes across the trail, and meets me.
Thick scrub oak in the bottom, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Once he gets down into where he beds, do you lose him for the day, or would you still be able to pick him up, or is it too thick? Like, if he gets down in there, he's gone for the day, or what?
Yeah, it's probably gone.
So it'll
be done by then. Like, so usually what I would do if I couldn't find him, or if I lost him, I would then go to work and then come back in the evening.
So try to pick him up coming up out.
So anyway, he's coming up, he drops down, he's coming back up, and dude, all of a sudden I see his rack at like 80 yards. I'm like, holy shit, this is going to happen. So he comes by and drops down a little drainage. Now I can see him the whole time. He's now at like 36, 37 yards, dude. Pull my bow back. Let it rip.
36 yards?
Yeah, dude. Home run.
No shit. You watch him fall?
So,
getting excited.
No, dude. So, no, dude, it's crazy. So now I'm like, oh, shit. I just put an arrow.
At that point, though, you know, I talk about it. I'm a big mental guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big mental guy, so I'm always talking about that mental in the moment, heat of the moment, you're coming back to full draw. You know you're going to bend the limbs back. What's going through your head? I mean, you've got all these days and all this time. Like, where are you at right now? Mentally, like, are you, this buck's dead if I get back to full draw?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Are you questioning it? Like, where are you at?
I'm like, don't fuck it up.
That's right.
Like, in my head, I'm like,
no, I like that. That's real. Yeah, That's real.
Yeah, so, dude, I was like,
I get it.
You can't, because, I mean, dude, think about it. Like, this is like
feral on us.
Let me go.
Like, at the time, this was the biggest buck in Salt Lake City. Maybe the biggest buck in Utah, dude. Because, like, you'd have photographers drive down, like, you know, 3-4 hours to come see this.
Oh, yeah.
So this was, like, a big deal. So, like, I couldn't screw this up. And that's why I didn't want to take that walking shot.
Right.
For sure. You know, even though it's like.
Smart move.
For sure.
So, yeah, just I let it rip. I'm like, oh, no. I just shot the cemetery buck. And now I got to call, like, the fishing game.
Right. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because if.
Yeah, like, although, like.
You don't want the rumors going out, dude.
Right.
And that's going to happen regardless. So, speculation's going
to
be out.
Well, this is where all the business has to happen. You got to take care of all the business end of this deal.
Yeah, so now you got to make sure, like, everything, you know.
Did you know when the arrow hit, though? Did you know he's dead? Like, in your head, you're like, he's smoked or what?
No, I didn't.
I questioned it?
I questioned it.
No shit.
I questioned
it. Why?
So, okay, so let me not skip yet. So I shot him, and he was a little far back.
Okay, all
right. So now I'm like, oh, shit, right? Now, so all this stuff's going through my head. So now what I did is he went down into that pocket where he would always go bed.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I kind of circled back up to the top, and that what I started doing, I just started glassing down the bottom. In the meantime, I'm calling my buddies. I'm like, dude, shot the cemetery buck. Oh, shit. So,
it's
shit.
Just a weird mindset that, like, almost everyone couldn't really even put. You're like, I don't know even know how to word it. But how can you imagine what that would be like?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's such a unique situation and such a, like.
Dude,
there's just so much time.
So pumped, dude.
So much time put into
it. So much emotion, dude. After like 26 days, I'm like, what? So, dude, this was crazy, dude. So I'm like, I'm glassing up for him. And I couldn't find him, dude. And then there he was, dude, after glassing. Like right before dark, dude, I found him.
Like just laying?
Just laying there. Just dead. So. Now, at that point, dude, I call the fish and game. Fish and game comes up. Now, here's the other crazy part. The fish and game comes up. So, where I shot him.
Okay, well, when you call fish and game, what do you say?
Oh, dude, this was. So, he. No, I can't
tell
say
me to fuck
I
off if you
that.
Don't want to tell
no, no,
me.
What, no, so know. They just said, I just said, hey, I shot the cemetery, but can you come up? At first, they're like, hey, we're kind of busy. I'm all like, dude, do you know what that means when I said, I just shot the. And, dude, this. So, this same guy is pretty cool. I called in three different times, told him about a guy that was like going into private and shooting at the cemetery buck. I'm like, dude, if the cemetery buck is going to die, there's no way this buck is going to die. Like
that buck was living on a section, like right on the edge of a section of private, and he would often go into that section of private.
Yeah. Yep.
I think so. What Devin's saying is there were some guys who were taking some unethical shots at the deer while he was on the private, and Devin wanted to call fish and game because he wanted it to be known, one, that he killed this deer
legitimately.
Yeah. Legitimately,
the right
but
way.
Also that it was not done in the private, so he wanted them to come in and like see for themselves.
Yep. Right.
So
that way, yeah.
He had a working
up any yep. speculation and bullshit
yeah.
right
yep.
there.
So yeah, the guy comes up, dude, and now I'm pretty close to where the cemetery buck died. The other reason why I called is because where the cemetery buck died was on the private.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm calling them. I'm all like, they're like, oh, we can't come up right now. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to leave the deer? Do you want me to go get it? He's like, well, you can go get it, but where it's at, if they decide to do something about it, then I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, well, can you send me like,
such a gray area?
I'm like,
so
dude,
gray.
So too gray.
Yeah, so gray. Like, what are you supposed to do with that?
Gray so finally, dude,
no.
So
no,
finally,
no.
dude, after like
not on the 230.
No,
that's worldwide known.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, dude. So finally, after talking to him, he's like, okay, I'll come up. So, dude, he makes the hour and 20-minute trek up there. We get together. And I haven't even gone down to where – the furthest I've gone down is to where I've shot him. So I went back up, found him dead. Then I went back down to where I shot him from. And then the fishing game comes up and meets me right where
so
I shot him.
So you haven't even went over and checked him out
no,
yet?
No, I haven't even gone down there.
Not even
He's
went
in
over,
private.
That's okay. fair.
And, I haven't, yeah. and I haven't even looked
that's
for blood
smart.
Yet.
That's fair, yeah.
So then we start looking for blood and we can't find any. And now I'm thinking – shit.
Yeah, shit.
So the officer kind of like just started like walking all over the place. You know, I said, hey, dude, like I need to follow his tracks and find blood. Do you mind just like standing right there for a minute? He's like, yeah, dude, not a problem. So he's just watching me look for blood and I'm on my hands and knees, dude. We already know where he's at.
Right. Yeah.
But he tells me he's all like, dude, we don't find blood.
Yes,
like,
it's not
if,
like
if
good.
They don't if they don't find oh, blood dude. On yeah. the public
so,
side.
Right, and that's yeah, and that's yeah. when I'm
showcasing
all like,
that he shot
that's
it.
That's yeah. nerve wracking.
So, so that's when I was like, dude, like now you're making me nervous. Like I'm trying to do the right thing, and so I'm like, okay, dude, here, just take a seat for a minute.
He had to understand, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. So and this will. So anyway, I start. I'm on my hands and knees, dude. Following his, well, I believe are his tracks, and all of a sudden, dude, I find a speck, and I'm like. 10, 12 yards from the officer.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I found a speck. He's like, okay, cool. So then we find a little bit more, dude, and we go like 80 yards, and dude, there's just blood everywhere. And then we go like another 60 yards. Now we're into the private.
Yeah.
And we can just like follow it all the way. And he's like, dude, I didn't believe you at first.
Oh man.
I was all like, good thing, like,
you
know
called,
what I mean?
Yeah, good
and dude,
thing you took care of it.
I videoed myself, like, dude, it was crazy. Like, I just knew like this was gonna be a big deal. And I'm like, dude, I'm the one like that turned like this one guy in three different times, so I don't get it, but
right
but yeah, dude, so that was it was crazy, man. It was like 26 days. That was
and just
cool.
To tell you guys how much pressure was in that area, I got pictures sent to me, phone scope.
Oh,
I
yeah.
didn't even know Devin but I got phone scope pictures sent to me of the deer's antlers on a backpack with the fish cop standing next to it, like somebody had phone scoped
through a spotter.
Through their spotting
shit.
Scope
yeah.
of Devin
so
down
like,
in the bottom
through
of the
a
ravine.
Spotter
oh
there was that
out.
Many people up in the area that were looking for this deer that somebody had taken pictures of the cemetery buck on a backpack and sent them
shit.
To me, and then Devin was so tight-lipped about this getting out, like he didn't want anybody to know,
right,
and so
yeah.
I'd met him just the one time that same year. And I knew, like, hey, he shoots a Black Matthews with pink fletches, and he wears a Badlands pack.
Pink fletchings.
And I had been told his truck was in the area, and so I run into him at the Hunt Expo. There's a big hunting expo in Salt Lake in February. And I run into him, and I'm like, hey, dude, I see this buck that's strapped to a Badlands pack, and there's a Black Matthews on the ground with pink fletches. Like, is that you? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Playing dumb. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude,
and
so
Billy,
we,
I think it was Billy who was with you, who's like, I told you that would give it away.
Yeah, we kept it pretty quiet. I never like released any photos. Then my buddy.
Ever?
Never, we didn't release any.
Watertight.
No photos for a full year. And then my buddy wanted to do a magazine with it. So then I was like, he talked me into doing the whole magazine a year later. And then it was like, dude was like, maybe 6 months down the road, like some of my closest buddies, like maybe I would hunt like maybe 7 days out of the year with them.
Yeah.
They didn't even know about it.
Oh, no shit.
Dude,
so
my one buddy was so crazy. Before this all happened, I'm like, dude, controversy would be so cool with this deer.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought before mm-hmm. I killed him.
Yeah.
And then when it went down, I was like, no, dude.
I don't blame you for that. That's a smart move. That'd be hard to keep quiet like that. That's a big deal. But whereas everyone, like, what's... I mean, they heard the rumors, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, dude, at the time, it's like, before I killed him, I wanted to kill the buck and be like, fuck yeah, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and then when I kill him, I'm like, no, dude, this is, like, for me and, like, you know, my close buddies.
Well, and, like, what was so crazy is, like, I mean, I'm in Ohio at the time mm-hmm. and had never even hunted Utah. I had no idea who any of these guys are. Skylar and Nicole Richards, who I'm really good friends with at the time, Skylar texts me, and he's like, cemetery buck got killed today. And I'm like, no shit. Little do I know. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah.
How much shit did he talk?
And he's just like, no one knows.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Like, and
they didn't know any information.
No one knows. And like, Nicole is like hardcore research. And she's like, I need to know. Like, I want, because like I said, this buck's known everywhere.
Right.
And it was so funny. Like, we're talking about it. And I'm like, how does nobody know? I'm like, what? It's a cemetery buck. Like, I know about the cemetery buck. I'm fucking in Ohio. Like, I know about him, you know? And they're like, we don't know. So like, we don't know.
When that magazine article came out, I mean, what was the reaction? Did you get a lot of hate? Did you get a lot of, I mean, what was it?
No, dude, I think by then it was like, it was kind of like old news.
Right.
So you still have like the guys that are like, what, dude, like, that was you? Like, why didn't you tell people? And then I got to explain to them, like, dude, at first, like, yeah, I thought it'd be cool. And then like, I'm like, dude, I don't want to deal with, like, the controversy and all that bullshit, you know? But
have the antis after you or something weird.
No, dude, I don't care about that.
Well,
dude,
I mean, fuck, though. I mean, in general, you know what I mean? That it's not a good time. I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, that would have been wild, though. I could have got really insta-famous with all those antis after us.
Should have done it.
After me.
Instead of 41,000 followers, you might have 82, dog.
You would have been on CNN, dude. You got the teeth for it.
Oh, yeah. Put me on.
Hey, teeth and the hair, fucker.
Hey, you would have showed off real good for hunters, man.
Oh.
Well, man, congrats. That's insane. That's a cool story.
Dude. Thanks.
I felt like I forced you to tell that story a little bit, so I apologize for that. You're probably going to get hate mail now.
Dude, I'm just a shitty storyteller.
No one's going to subscribe to the box. It's going to suck.
Yeah, box is a flop now.
No, that's cool, man. So what kind of mount did you do on it?
Pedestal mount. Yeah, so he's on a pretty cool pedestal mount.
What he should have done is had a pedestal mount on top of
a cemetery
on top of a tombstone.
That's messed
up. Well, and I mean, I've been to Dev's house, and you know, you see all these pictures, and you're like, plain words, it's a fucking giant. So then, in your head, you're thinking, like, this thing is going to be stupid big.
Yeah.
The minute I get to his place last year, I'm like, I've got to see the cemetery. That's the first thing. I'm like, I want to see a cemetery buck.
Yeah.
And I remember walking in, and, like, you go upstairs, and boom, there it is. And un-fucking real. I mean, just bigger than I even thought.
Really?
Like, a lot bigger than I even thought. I mean, like I said, I'm thinking already, like, you know, from hunting so many whitetails, you're just like 230, 230.
Yeah, you have an idea what you think it would look like.
But the frame and just, I mean, it's stupid big.
How many years ago was this? Come on, man.
When was this, Ty?
Jesus, when did you kill the cemetery buck?
No big deal, just a 230.
You shot Radican 15.
Uh-huh.
And it was before that.
So it was 3 years before that. Yeah. There you go.
So it's fairly recent. This isn't.
Here's how you know when you know you've killed a bazillion big mule deer. You don't know when you killed a fucking 230. You don't know what year it was.
I don't.
What's your lineup of your top mule deer? Give me your top three muleys, like inch wise.
210, 223, 230.
You got a 223 and a 230.
I was close. Yeah. I was close. I told
you. What'd you say?
I told him 210, 221, 230. I was close. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
So you're just right in that ballpark with your big 230 with a 223.
Yeah.
Same state or different? I mean, you don't gotta give all your details away. But
same state.
No
kidding. Same unit.
How far apart were those two deer killed? Like, years wise? Like,
you want more years now?
Jesus Christ, don't do that. Well, like,
did you kill a 220 and then a 230?
Yes, nobody killed the cemetery.
So, you know what I'm saying? Radic was like 223 and he was what, like 4 years ago?
Well, so fairly recent, like next to each other. That's what I wanted to know. Everybody's
Hey, just ask Ty. Ty knows more about the years than fucking Devin.
Dude, I'm not a years guy. Like, everybody's all like,
well, dude, if I killed a 220-inch buck and a 230-inch buck, I'd be like, oh, 2012, I was wearing this.
But I'm gonna.
I'm not trying to hate on you, but every whitetail I've got 15 Pope and Younger better
whitetails. Yeah, but bro, your brain works different than mine,
listen,
right?
I could tell you date and time of every one of those. You can't tell me about a 230.
Boom.
Come on.
2014.
There you
my
go.
Boy.
Attaboy, Easton. Attaboy, Easton.
Freaking
you gotta know that stuff.
Problem is, Devin's washed up.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, you can only say that when you've killed a 200 inch buck, bro.
Ah, that's true.
That's a good story, man. I like that one. Yeah. I was hoping that you were, for the story's sake, that there was going to be some like public outrage or something, and you had to like go in hiding. And, yeah, I don't know, like some cool story,
cool.
You know. That'd be cool. Sweet. That's awesome, man. Why don't you put them on a T-shirt for the box? That deer deserves to be on a T-shirt.
Oh, dude.
Do what?
That deer looks so sick.
The cemetery buck on a T-shirt.
Dude, I don't know.
Put the cemetery in the background. Stir some shit up.
I like it. All right, we'll do it.
Do like a little girl feeding them granola or something.
Popcorn out of his hand.
All right. Okay, on to the next.
Just really stir the pot, you know? The fence in the background, you know what I mean? Gotta love it. Well, I guess I just tanked that episode, huh? Well,
yeah.
Lots of episodes to record this week in bear camp. First day getting settled in. And it's weird, us four are podcasting, and there's a crowd just staring into our souls while we act like they're not there.
I liked it.
But no, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of shit to do, a lot of hunting, a lot of podcasting, and I'm probably going to drink a few beers. That's it.
I probably should have had
it. On our way.
That's what I should have done.
You should have shotgunned a Bush Light before you did this.
No, yeah, that would have been cool.
That would be cool.
Cool. Well, thanks, fellas, for telling that quick, breaking the camp. All right, you know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.